This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. There's John Fogerty, who I heard put on a fantastic show a week or two ago at the Fox Theater, asking the musical question, Green River? I'm Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis here with me. And it's time now for the Harris Challenge, which means we clear the phone lines and give you a chance to get in here and play as long as you have not been on in the last 60 days. Call me now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Two screens, two movies on each screen, digital projection, FM stereo, audio in your car. You can even bring along a radio and listen to that while you set up chairs outside your car and treat it like a tailgate party in your own parking space there at the Skyview Drive-In. And don't forget to hit the concession stand there. Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. Proud to have them as sponsor of the Harris Challenge. And let's move right on to our first contestant today. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Harris Challenge, where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain by sucking up to the boss or shouting out to your family or using it for some prearranged commercial endorsement that you've done.
Hal, I'd just like to shout out to my new company, Crossroads Courier, for all your delivery needs. It's Crossroads.
That would be sucking up to the boss and the commercial endorsement. You combine two in one. Nicely done.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories reside and come spilling out one at a time, led by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And then you have a choice of that or two other categories. Forbes, highest paid actresses. We had the actors 2 weeks ago, the athletes last week, and this week it's the actresses' turn. Or you can have our third category, Hawaii 5-6.
Let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay. The Harris Challenge is going to consist of five questions Chris has to answer in 60 seconds. If you don't know one, you can pass and pick it up later as long as there's time remaining before the buzzer sounds or the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up the points, and if you've gotten at least half of the 15 available points, well, that will make you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have Skyview Drive-In passes.
Yes, and tonight on screen one, they're showing Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Fantastic Four. And on screen two, it's Hitman, Agent 47, and The Gift.
And we'll have two passes for those for adults to get in, and each adult can get two kids in free with that. So you got a carload.
It's a carload of fun, we call it.
Carload of fun.
So you can choose that if you like. And if you get all 15 points, well, then you get a fabulous prize package addition, a bonus, if you will. Bring your dog around. I'll give him a bonus, too, as Groucho once said. Here's the bonus.
For the clean sweep. You'll get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton, which, by the way, took my daughter there last Monday for a nice big dinner, and she tried to flash fried spinach, and she went, wow, this is weird, but I don't know if I like this or not, but I can't stop eating it. It was really weird.
I know that I do like it. It's fantastic.
I love it. It's 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. So check jimmyscafe.com.
All right, Chris, you've chosen Have You Been Paying Attention. We've got the clock set at 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city was a 9-year-old girl doing homework on her mother's bed and killed by a bullet fired into the house this week?
Ferguson.
Yes, the FDA this week approved a pink pill called flibanserin. What is it more commonly known as?
The little bean pill.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Female Viagra.
There you go. What elite military outfits training are Kristen Greist and Shay Haver the first women to graduate from? Why have several states replaced signs at mile marker 420 with signs saying 419.9?
Because the pot smokers have been stealing them.
Exactly. Which two neighboring countries are said to be in a semi-warlike state today because one of them has set up huge speakers to broadcast propaganda over the border at the other?
the Koreas.
That's correct. What's that elite military outfit the ladies are graduating from?
Oh,
so close to the clean sweep. It's the Army Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah. But, Chris, a noble effort. You got yourself 12 points, and that makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by. 314-969-KTRS is the phone number. 1-888-550-KTRS. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I was called off work tonight, and that's great.
No, that is a good thing.
So I got a free night.
You still get paid?
No.
Oh. Not such a good thing.
It's okay.
All right. You got a free Friday night.
It's good to have a Friday night off.
That's right. All right, here are the category choices for you, Mark. We have Forbes Highest Paid Actresses, Hawaii 5-6, or Multiple Choice Week.
Multiple Choice Week.
60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country's upcoming municipal elections will women be able to vote for the first time? Myanmar, Bhutan, or Saudi Arabia?
Bhutan.
Saudi Arabia. In what state is 15-year-old Brady Olson attracting support in the polls after he registered as an independent presidential candidate under the name D's Nuts? New Hampshire, Nevada, or Iowa?
Iowa.
Correct. Michael Taylor hit a ball 493 feet last night for the longest home run of the year. Who does he play for? The Nationals, the Rockies, or the White Sox?
That was the White Sox.
Nationals. Which university's football players were told by the National Labor Relations Board this week they do not have the right to form a union? Notre Dame, Northwestern, or Stanford?
Stanford.
It's Northwestern. Which animal was captured this week by Hamas, which claimed it was a spy for Israel? A camel, a dolphin, or a squirrel?
Camel.
It was a dolphin supposedly outfitted with a camera and a device to shoot arrows.
Wow. Who knew?
Well, apparently Hamas knew. You got yourself 2 points for Iowa, and that's all, Mark. And
that didn't work out so well.
No.
All right, have a good day.
Oh, don't go yet.
Hey.
Take your punishment like a man, because that's what you get when you don't win on this show. You get punished.
Oh, no.
It's been a long time since we've had any Beatles-related punishment music, and so today we turn on the song stylings of Ms. Tammy True.
That's terrible.
Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow, I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you.
This is the answer to the question. Why doesn't Paul go to karaoke nights?
That was worse than Yoko Ono.
Wait a second.
Hey.
That's a whole new standard you're talking about there. All right, Mark, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you for playing. Here's contestant number three. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, it's Friday, heading home to relax.
All right. Which of the categories would you like to have? Forbes Highest Paid Actresses, Hawaii 5-6, or Names You Might Know?
Oh, boy. Forbes.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Dave, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of the Hunger Games movies is at the top of the list after making $52 million in the last year?
Trevor Lawrence.
Correct. Which female star of the Avengers Age of Ultron made $35.5 million this year?
Half.
Who made $23 million by starring in Spy, Tammy, and Mike and Molly?
Oh, what is her name?
That's what I asked you. Who got $16.5 million thanks to endorsement money from Aveeno and Smartwater, plus movies like Cake and Horrible Bosses 2?
Jennifer Aniston.
Correct. Who is number 11 on the list after making $11 million for starring in The Other Woman, Annie, and Sex Tape?
Nicki Minaj.
Cameron Diaz. The female star of The Avengers, Age of Ultron, $35.5 million this year. Who is she?
Megan Fox.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
She lets me call her ScarJo.
Oh,
because we're so close.
You guys are tight.
Spy, Tammy, Mike and Molly. Melissa McCarthy was the name we needed there. So you got Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lawrence. That's a Jennifer twofer, but only worth 5 points. And so I have to punish you as well.
Pretend that I'm kissing the lips.
Who is this? Is Tammy True?
And hope that my dreams will come true. Are you enjoying this?
You see the synchronicity.
Did she just ask if you are enjoying listening?
Yes, she did. You see the synchronicity that is this show? We had a Melissa McCarthy Tammy question, and we have Tammy True. It's amazing the way those things come together when we didn't plan them at all.
She lets me call her Melmac.
Melmac?
Yeah, Melmac.
All right, Dave, thanks for playing. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Contestant? Was that where Mark was from?
Mark
was from Ork.
Yeah,
he was from Ork. I think
Alf may have been from Melmac.
Melmac.
Yeah. I knew it was some alien.
Yeah. By the way, was it 3 or 4 episodes where the Alf thing got old? I can't quite remember.
I don't remember if I watched a lot. I remember watching some of it, but I don't know if I was into it every week.
Yeah. I think about the 3rd episode, that concept was over. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, Willie.
Hello, Mr. Harvey.
That was my Alf impersonation.
Let's hear it again.
Hello, Mr. Harvey.
Hey, Willie.
All right, Todd, hold on just a second. Let me hear Dan in the clear.
Hey, Willie. I'm going to eat the cat. Do you remember Alf?
Yeah, it didn't sound anything like that. Go ahead, Todd, you try.
This is not as good.
All right, I am AM the PM.
Thank you.
Sorry, Todd.
That's what we like to hear. Tell us about yourself, Todd.
Yeah, I thought I had beer here, and I got stuff all over.
Anyway.
Thank you. That was a real one. I want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad. They have birthdays this month, Don and Thelma. Lucky to have them. Love you much.
You know, I remember that movie they made with Louise. Very, very popular.
Don, Thelma, and Louise.
Yeah. They had to cut Don out of it. I don't know why. He was very good.
They left him at home.
Yeah. Todd, there are 2 categories left. We have Hawaii 5-6 or Names You Might Know.
I guess I'll take Names I Might Know, but I doubt it.
All right. That's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fast food spokesman pleaded guilty this week to charges related to child pornography?
Jared.
Yeah, from Subway. Which TV superhero was first played by Yvonne Craig, who died this week at age 78?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pass on that.
Over 150,000 people have signed a petition hoping to get a former late-night TV host to ask questions at a presidential debate. Who is he?
Wow. I doubted it. Got him passed.
Which website, which helps married people cheat, had its database hacked and exposed this week?
Oh, yeah. What's that start with?
A letter.
A letter. Pass.
Who said this week, I'd like to see the last guinea worm die before I do?
Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Who is the TV superhero played by Yvonne Craig?
Batman.
I'm going to give you a 3-second extension here to revise your answer, because it's not Batman that was played by Yvonne Craig.
I know, it's Batwoman.
Now I got to say you're wrong, because it was Batgirl.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that's close enough.
It was close, but not correct.
And just give me a couple more seconds with that that cheating webpage. It'll come to me.
No.
Give me the letter, even if it's off the record. Give me the satisfaction of getting it right.
I'll tell you what.
I read it, and I just can't remember.
I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with Mashley Madison.
Oh, yes. I think everybody's got it now.
And the 150,000 people want Jon Stewart to ask questions at a presidential debate.
I got that one.
I think that's going to happen. By the way, let me just take a moment here to say this about Yvonne Craig. She was a guest on my show many, many years ago and could not have been nicer. Just a pleasant, happy, easygoing person who also played a green-skinned alien on Star Trek and was in 2 Elvis movies. When she was on the air with me, she told stories about Elvis hitting on her. And she did a few other things. She was very cute. But here's the thing that I even told her that day on the air. And I was a little embarrassed, but she didn't mind me saying this. I said, Yvonne, You were the first person to make my young male body tingle.
Oh, yes. Oh. In when she was Batgirl?
When she was in that Batgirl outfit. Not the Barbara Gordon part of it.
No,
the Batgirl outfit. I was 10 years old. She was too, Dan.
She was hot.
Yes, she was.
I know.
Yeah.
How old was she?
You know who else died this week was the guy who played Batman at children's hospitals. Did you read about that?
Oh, yes.
The guy who did charity stuff dressed up as Batman.
That's why I was thrown by your question.
Oh, yeah, a Lamborghini.
I understand. Yvonne Craig was 78 when she died, Dan.
He was a little younger. We're
talking about when you and I were 10, we were turned on by a 28 or 29-year-old woman.
I know it.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Todd, you got Jared and you got Jimmy, and that's 6 points, and that's all you get today, so I have to punish you as well. Tammy?
And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day.
It sounds like a Muppet or something.
And I'll send all my loving.
Sounds like a guy doing a woman's voice.
Yes.
Something like that. Okay, Tammy. That's all the loving we can take today.
You.
All right, Todd. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right.
One last contestant gets a shot at the Harris Challenge, and it's you, Larry.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
Good. 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
Headed home, getting ready for a nice, relaxing weekend.
All right. We have one category left. It's a category called Hawaii 5-6, and it's called that because 56 years ago today, Hawaii became our last of these 50 states.
Ah, okay.
So 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see if Larry knows Hawaii 5-6. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Larry, true or false, Hawaii is home to the largest volcano on Earth.
That's false.
No, it's true. Mauna Loa.
Oh.
True or false, Hawaii is a Polynesian word meaning beautiful islands.
True.
That's false. It comes closer to the Polynesian word homeland. True or false, Hawaii and Missouri are the only states that end in the letter I.
I'll go true.
Mississippi would be another one.
Ah.
True or false, Hawaii has only one area code.
Okay, false.
True. True or false, Hawaii has never had a temperature below 0 Fahrenheit. True or false?
I'll say true.
You just flipped a coin in your head there, didn't you?
On all five of them,
I will tell you that in 1997, it got down to 7 degrees above zero. It has never been below zero in Hawaii, Larry. So you get 5 points.
Woohoo! Way to go, Larry!
Yay! You pulled out one question.
Great.
Unfortunately, not enough to avoid the punishment.
I will send to you. Give me a kiss. All of my lovers. Darling, I'll be true.
Okay, you know, it's a quadruple punishment Friday, and we didn't deserve it with the weather like this, did we, Larry?
No, we did not. And you know what, Paul? I used to live in Mississippi. Now,
oh, man. I wouldn't have admitted
that.
That
one.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Okay, thank you.
That's perfect. You couldn't ask for a more perfect ending. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In out in Belleville on the North Belt West. 2 screens tonight. You can choose. It's only $10 a person to get in there.
Yeah.
And you get to see 2 movies on a big screen in this beautiful weather. Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Fantastic Four on screen 1, or Hitman, Agent 47, and The Gift on screen 2 at the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville.
And the snack bar is tremendous.
Yes, it is. We don't call it the snack bar.
Or that's the concession stand.
There you go.
Sorry. They have burgers, dogs, and popcorn, and okay, forget it.
Are you done?
No, corn dogs. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
French fries and nachos.
Fine.
All right.
Do they have any beverages?
Yes, they do. Lots of beverages.
Are they cold?
Yes,
that'd be cold. Helpful when you're getting the other things.
Sprite. They have Coke. They have Diet Coke.
Do you have Mr. Pibb?
I'm sorry, that's a Pepsi product.
I've told you about the story about the time I went into a Burger King and I said, do you have root beer? And the woman said, no, but we do have Diet Sprite. As if that's a consolation for somebody who wants root beer.
What in the world?
Oh, well, that's my second choice always. Root beer, then right to Diet Sprite. Thank you very much.
Makes no sense.
The Harris Challenge is brought to you every Friday around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.